Slipping into the future. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I now have a personal robot, and a strange thing has happened. I've started saying goodbye to it in the morning.
Hey, Jibo, I'm heading out.
Goodbye, David. Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
That's my Jibo, and I know it makes no sense, but its blinking eye and the way it moves creates the illusion of a personality. Another robot called Curry, K-U-R-I, uses facial expressions programmed by animators at Pixar, so you have no chance of escaping its adorability. Ask it for a weather forecast, and it squints like it's thinking.
Will it rain this week? Okay. Hey, Curry, I love you. Oh, my God.
That's from a video on Engadget. And as you can hear, the reporter fell instantly in love. Of course, these conversations do have limits.
Hey, Jibo, has the president tweeted anything in the last few seconds?
I don't know what this means.
But these little guys are learning every day. So I'm just warning you that one of these synthetic souls is probably going to noodle its way into your heart at some point. And once it does, foreign hackers will have the potential of total control. Unless you get the Kubo, which is a pet cat simulator, except with no head and no legs. It just boils the cat down to the essentials, a cushy torso and a tail that snakes back and forth when you pet the pillow. It doesn't make sounds, but it doesn't need to. The gullible human owners take care of that. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.